First and foremost, bones do not break easily except in the case of serious accidents. In addition, bones that do break for any reason soon mend. The way that a bone immediately begins to repair itself after being broken and becomes even stronger after the repair process than it had been before is a truly extraordinary phenomenon. The bones in the human body, each one of which performs different functions, show us the sublimity of Allah's creative artistry. It is He who originated the creation and then regenerates it. That is very easy for Him. His is the most exalted designation in the heavens and the earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Another structure that permits people to walk and move with ease is the spinal column. All of the weight of the upper body falls on this backbone. This consists of a sequence of 33 small round bones known as vertebrae. Because the 33 bones that comprise the spine move under a heavy weight every time we take a step, the inevitable result is friction. So how is the structure consisting of these overlapped 33 bones protected from the effects of crushing and friction? A very special protective system is evident here. Discs made of cartilage have been placed between each one of the bones that make up the spinal cord. These discs work like shock absorbers in car wheels. Shock absorbers are designed by engineers as the result of years of accumulated technological experience. But this problem has been resolved in a flawless manner in our own bodies, and without our even being aware of it. The shape of the backbone has been created in such a way as to assist with weight bearing. This special S shape ensures that weight is distributed equally. With every step you take, a counterforce heads back to your body because of its weight. By way of the curved force distributing shape of the backbone, this force inflicts no harm on the body. Were it not for this special elastic and curved structure that reduces this reaction, the force emerging would be transmitted directly to the skull, and the top part of the spine would shatter the skull bones and penetrate the brain. Yet with the perfect structure created by Allah in the human body, we continue to live healthy lives without ever encountering such a thing. There are important signs and warnings in this sublime creation for people. And in your creation, in all the creatures He has spread about, there are signs for people with certainty. Imagine a basketball match. A player picks up the ball, runs fast, goes past his opponent with a few leg movements, jumps up, and throws the ball he is carrying. Together with all other systems, the joints play a very important role in the performance of all these movements. Every movement our bodies make takes place as a result of the movement of the joints on one another. The job of the joints is to reduce friction by keeping the bones as far apart from one another as possible. Only in this way can the knees, elbows, wrists, and ankles be moved. If the joint lacked their own particular structure and did not act as buffers, then human beings would move with difficulty and jerks like those of robots. Friction can inevitably be seen at the points of contact between the components of any mechanical device. This soon gives rise to wear and tear. As a result of which the components start becoming defective. In order to prevent this, all the components need to be regularly oiled. Yet the joints of human beings and animals work throughout a whole lifetime with no need for any maintenance or lubrication. How is this possible? The surfaces of the joints are covered in a thin, porous layer of cartilage, under which there is a slippery fluid. If the bone puts pressure on one part of the joint, the fluid spurts out through these pores and enables the surface of the joints to slide with ease. Throughout the course of our lives, we never encounter any problems with the lubrication between the layers of cartilage in our joints. We are even able to move easily in complete lack of awareness that our joints even have such an automatic oiling system. All these things clearly show that the human body is the work of a superior creation, that of Almighty Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, Lord of all the worlds. All greatness belongs to Him in the heavens and in earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Feet assume one of the most important responsibilities during walking. The foot has a very special structure created in order to facilitate mechanical functions. The concave nature of the sole of the foot supports the bones against the weight of the body. Flat feet, which lack this feature, therefore have greater trouble walking. As we walk, the heel first makes contact with the ground, towards the end of which we rise onto our toes. The toes, and the big toe in particular, play a major role in our being able to do this. We stand on our feet all day long, but despite this pressure, the delicate tissues, nerves, and blood vessels beneath our feet are never damaged. That is because the sole of the foot has a special cushioning structure that eliminates the harmful effects of the weight of the body and enables pressure to be distributed equally. In order to more fully understand the importance of this state of affairs, let us imagine that the weight applied to your feet were also applied to your hands. Let us imagine that you put your hands on a table and a weight of around 70 to 80 kilograms was placed on them. The tissues would soon be crushed, the blood vessels would burst, and the bones would tear the flesh apart. Yet the blood vessels never burst and the tissue are never crushed in the feet that bear the weight of a person's body the whole day long. That is because the foot is an organ specially created for weight bearing. Such examples of Allah's sublime creative artistry are means whereby we can turn to Him and comprehend His might and greatness. It is Allah who made the earth a stable home for you, and the sky a dome, and formed you, giving you the best of forms, and provided you with good and wholesome things. That is Allah, your Lord. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. A person needs a muscular system as well as a skeletal system in order to be able to move, because all the bones that constitute the skeleton are attached to the muscles. As muscle contracts, it brings the bones together and permits them to move. Thus, the muscles and the bones allow us to make a great many movements by working together. They act together during every movement we make. What emerges here is an example of complete coordination. The muscular system that allows us to move recognizes the structures and functions of the bones. And the bones are all well acquainted with our muscles, as if they understand each other's language. For example, when we wish to sit down, the leg muscles contract as the knee joint bends. We thus sit and stand with no difficulty. So appropriately does the muscle surround the bone that all the necessary preconditions for the muscle to be able to contract are met beforehand. The muscle never slides off the bone, and the bone never severs the muscle. Two tissues completely different to one another, two separate complex systems act in complete cooperation with one another. All these show that every tissue and every cell in the human body is shaped and directed by a superior power. It is Allah who creates our bones, causes them to work by surrounding them with muscle, and who thus permits us to walk. We created man from the purest kind of clay, then made him a drop in a secure receptacle, and formed the drop into a clot, and formed the clot into a lump, and formed the lump into bones, and clothed the bones in flesh, and then brought him into being as another creature. Blessed be Allah, the best of creators. Balance is one of the main preconditions for being able to walk, and even move at all. No matter how perfect our muscular and skeletal systems are, we could never stand up in the absence of a balanced system. The balanced system that constantly controls our bodies also makes adjustments as delicate as those required by a tightrope walker. One important component of the balanced system is in the inner ear. The center of balance in the ear is known as the labyrinth. This consists of three small hemispheres.